Welcome, geeks and nerds, girls and boys, to a brand new episode of Geek to Me Radio. Tonight, we have Carol Ann Miller and Mark Kilmer on, talking about their podcast, The House of Branching Paths. Season 2 coming up. You're going to find out all about Season 1 from them. After that, we're going to have Rob Levy and the event planner for the London Tea Room, Kelsey Jones, on to talk about their upcoming Doctor Who event, May 18th, and how you can attend. All that and more. Stand by.
We're talking TV, comics and movies, and video games. Star Trek from Star Wars, we'll try to explain. There are 12 doctors, 4 Hogwarts houses, 1 ring rules them all. To be the greatest Pokemon master, you must catch them all. You must catch them all. Try to catch them all. Gotta catch.
Driving around the greater St. Louis area tonight, listening to us on the big 550 KTRS. Hello to all of you. Thank you for tuning in. If you're streaming us on the KTRS app or directly from the website, we appreciate you doing that and sticking with us tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube and Facebook, hello to all of you. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight as well. We have a full show. We're going to get through it as best we can. First up, we have some storytellers on the show with us tonight. We have Carol Ann Miller and Mark Kilmer. Their new podcast, I shouldn't say new because you've got it out for a full season already, The House of Branching Paths, and they're going to talk to us about that. Thanks for coming in studio tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
of course.
I think it's fair to say we're new. I mean, we're less than a year old at this point,
okay.
But, you know, we do have season one out. It was 10 episodes, came out between October and December to kind of get the idea out there and see what people's reaction to it was, and it was pretty positive, so we ran forward with season two. So
yeah, and season two will be coming out soon, May 9th, and we have new storytellers as well, and we have 22 more episodes coming out.
So it's an expanded overall. You've got a larger cast and more episodes. So let's go back a little bit. Talk about the genesis, how the idea of this came to be, and I know you two are friends. How did the two of you decide, hey, let's do a podcast together?
Well, it really came about originally. It was we were talking about our love of storytelling and wanting to find a way to share that. And originally we were talking about trying to produce something for the stage.
We originally wanted to do something live. And then Mark came up with the idea. He came to me and on my wedding day and said, hey, Carol Ann. I said, Carol Ann, hey, I've got this idea. I know it might not be the best time. And I was like, no, what is it? And he was like, what if we did it as a podcast? And I was like, let's do it. Let's run with it. And, you know, Mark is amazing with all of the Foley work and the editing and all that stuff. And I adapt the stories, you know, so we take the stories or poetry, short stories or narratives, and we adapt them so that we can have them performed in 25 minute episodes. And so once we had the podcast idea, we ran with it and we premiered like 2 months after that idea was.
We went from the conception of the podcast idea to starting to write it 2 months later. And then we were out in October of that year.
Yes.
So the podcast was your something new.
Yes. That was my something new. Yes. Exactly.
Perfect. It's a wedding gift. That's what
right,
it is.
Yeah. Right.
And Aiden, if you're watching, she would never leave you. We all know this. So I've listened to many of the episodes, and the word that comes to mind is enchanting. It's just a very charming, the way the stories are told. You kind of feel like you're sneaking into a meadow and listening to these around a fire. I mean, because yes. I love the Christmas, obviously the Christmas Carol.
Yes.
Christmas is my third favorite holiday, so that was a great one. But you've adapted Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So how do you conglomerate on the ideas? Like, which ones do you guys settle on? What's the process like?
Well, we wanted season one to sort of be a little taste of everything that we would kind of do. So we went from classic literature to fairy tales. We did some horror stories. We did some Christmas stories, just to sort of let everyone know all the different kinds of genres that we could do. And then, as you'll hear in season two, we sort of have this overarching plot line. And with that plot line, we went ahead and chose stories that would go with what was happening.
Okay. We basically, we came up with that plot that's going to introduce the new storytellers and kind of some conflict for the house this season. Mm-hmm. And as we went through, we said, okay, so this episode needs this kind of story. Mm-hmm. And so we then were able to narrow down from the billions of stories that are out there to a much smaller group. And we had most of our storytellers involved in the process of selecting from those types of stories for us to do.
Because not only that, but our storytellers all have these imagined, you know, characters and personalities. And as you'll find in season two, and as Emrys and Morgana introduce themselves in season one, we each have stories that we are pulled to tell. Hmm. So, you know, we have Emrys, who is pulled to stories that are
the downtrodden and the like, pauper to king kind of stories, and
Morgana is sort of this, you know, sorceress of the sea. So she likes those that deal with, you know, sailors and tales of the water and different fae and stuff like that.
And as we brought in our new performers, we wanted the new ideas too. So we let our performers kind of create their own storyteller characters to fill things out and to come in with those new ideas. And each one chose a different style of story that they wanted to do. So we tried to incorporate all of that into our selections as well. Yeah.
So with the new cast, they kind of pick stories that are in line with the character that they kind of wanted to portray, or they pick their stories they wanted to portray and then find the character that fits that narrative storytelling best?
I think it was a mix.
Yeah, it was a little bit
really
of a mix.
It depended on the person, what direction they went in.
Yeah, most we tried to have character conversations beforehand, but then as we were getting into working and writing and reading through things, you know, of course you pick up more things of what you want to add to your personality and where you want to go with something. So it's very organic, which I really like.
Yeah. And I noticed on the cast list, one of your new cast members is Bill Blanky. How did you guys afford him? Because he's in
local
he's
theater
in high
favorite
demand.
Bill Blanky.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
We really lucked out getting him in there.
And he's an incredible storyteller. So we are so incredibly happy that he is involved this season. I'm excited.
All of our cast members have been fantastic. And I cannot wait for you guys to hear what they were able to accomplish in that booth. We're hitting you also in season two with full binaural audio.
Oh,
so
yes.
I built a binaural microphone to give true like directional audio. And yeah, Bernie, I used a zombie mask to create it. So he's become kind of our unofficial mascot.
He has microphones in his ears. So as you walk around Bernie, you hear that you walk around Bernie, which is really cool.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
So this is a dedicated studio that you guys have for this purpose.
Yes. Yeah. So, we built a new one for this season. So
when it was just the two of you, I guess it was a smaller studio. Was it just mobile?
Yes.
Or what did you?
We were in. So I've been working on voice acting for some time. So I have a studio in my house that's built into one of my closets. So the two of us were crammed into a closet with sound.
We got
equipment.
Very familiar with each other.
That's our time, folks. Good night. Right. Thanks for listening.
Good night, everybody.
Well, then. Okay. So it's kind of nice to have the extra space then, and obviously with an extra cast.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't get six people in my closet.
Right.
We've got, as we called him, I think, Mr. Twizzler.
The licorice man.
You can hold him up for the camera there so everyone can see. This was an award you got from, was it Indie PopCon, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Indie PopCon. We won their podcast award for the best kids and family podcast.
Yes.
So that was literally just on Friday. Yes. So we're still kind of reeling from
high.
Wow. We had a day trip.
Cool.
We made a day of it. We left at 6 a.m. and got back at 11:30 p.m. It was worth it.
The things we do for our careers and our lives.
Passions.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, they put on a great con there, and the organizers were great, and it was cool to meet all the other podcasters that were there, and we kind of talked about collaborating with some people, and mm-hmm. it's a really positive experience to give a shout out to them.
We met some great authors that we were able to exchange information with. So very exciting stuff.
Yep. So is that something, and again, I'm just shooting from the hip here, when you guys meet some of these authors, is it something where, like, if, you know, oh, we're an award-winning podcast, we'd like to adapt one of your stories for our, is that a possibility, or is this
We're looking at, because we've already finished recording season two, so so season two is in the can, as they say, but we are definitely looking at getting into the realm of some new stories and some premiered stories when we come into season three, which we've been resisting planning too much before we get season two launched.
It's a double edge. You kind of want to what are we doing next season? But at the same time, you want to take a break. So I get that.
Get a moment to breathe and let what happens settle in.
Right. Exactly.
But we would love we have those stories that give you that real feeling of nostalgia because people have heard them so much. But we love the idea also of featuring new work, and so that is something that we're looking forward to in season three, definitely in season four, and you know beyond. So. If we have any authors reach out to us, we're very open to collaborating.
There you go. And if you're listening right now, you know what? I need to go back to the chats for a minute. I always do this, and all of you, I'm sorry for all of you. I always do this every year or every week, every year too. But every week. I haven't had enough caffeine. How are you? We've got Snark NS says emoji wave and emoji tip of the hat. My flock, hello to you. We've got the Nostalgic Pod Blast, our friends in Atlanta. Hello, Chance down there in Atlanta. We've got Pam Hickey says, hi, so much fun to see Mark and Carol Ann.
Hi.
We've got, as I scroll down here, Bill Blanky says he loves us all, even me, I think, is what he meant. Let's see, Pam, we've got Chance. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm not missing anyone in the chats because I always forget the chats. I apologize. I'm trying to do better with that. Let's take a very quick commercial break. While we're regrouping here, if you have any questions, you can send us to the text line. If you're in the chat, just send it right there. Otherwise, you can text us on the KTRS text lines at 84126. Just remember to put your name and the area so I can say this is Bill from Overland, this is Ronnie from Chesterfield, whatever, and then we can ask your question to our storytellers. We're going to take a brief commercial break.
Well, hi there, sugar. This is Lenore Zan Rogue, and I am coming to you from Geek to Me Radio.
Superhero Day, so we had to come back with Lenore Zan, the voice of Rogue. If for those of you listening, by the way, next Sunday, I am going to have actor Phil Morris on the show. DC fans will know him as Silas Stone, as the Martian Manhunter from Smallville, the voice of Vandal Savage from Justice League, and of course, Seinfeld fans will know him as Jackie Childs, the lawyer. A ton of roles. We'll talk about all that stuff with him. And the next week, we're going to have Lenore Zan on the show, plus Eric and Julia Lewald talking about the new X-Men 97 series on Disney Plus that you are all enjoying as much as I am, I'm sure. So make sure you stick around for May. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up that month, which I'm excited to tell you about. National Superhero Day also means that we are a week away from Free Comic Book Day. May the 4th. This year, how appropriate. If you are wanting to get your free comics, go check. I cannot talk tonight for the love of Mike. Go check out Bugs Comics and Games. Larry and I just had a talk out there for Free Comic Book Day, May the 4th. He has 50% off, 50% off everything in the store except for supplies. So your bags, your boards, your boxes, not so fast. Everything else, though, 50% off. So if you want to get some back issues that you've been eyeing, or if you want to just go in there and buy a bunch of new comics you've been kind of holding off on, now's your chance to go in and get those on Free Comic Book Day. Plus, he's got all the normal free comics that the comic book distributors give out, like the new Johnny Quest comic from Dynamite. Mad Cave Studios is launching a new Flash Gordon comic. Come on. Plus, Image Comics has their new Energon series. If you're loving the new Transformers and G.I. Joe sagas from Image Comics, that'll be a great jumping on point for people. Marvel will have their Blood Hunt prequel, which is going to be their big summer crossover for all their titles. You can get all those for free at Bugs Comics and Games, right there on Bryan Road in O'Fallon, Missouri, easily accessible from either Highway 70 or from 364. For those of you who are watching video, I'm using my hands to imitate the highways as they intersect on Bryan Road. It looks really cool. If you're not watching, now you know. Bugs Comics and Games, he's been there for, I think he's coming up on, it'll be 3 years in October, I believe. But I've been going to him for 30 years. He started out in Florissant. Larry knows more about comic books than you and I have forgotten about. So go check out their store. And just so you know, he gave me a little insider tip. If you can't make it on Free Comic Book Day, the 50% off sale is still going to be going on Sunday the 5th. So you got 2 days to get in there and get your stuff. But go on Free Comic Book Day because you get the free comic books. Bugs, comics, and games. Please like them on Instagram. If you don't have a local comic book store anymore and you see something on Bugs' Instagram page that you like, say, I want that. He'll send you a PayPal invoice and ship it right to your door as soon as you pay safely and securely. Bugs, comics, and games. Very proud to have them as the official comic book sponsor here on Geek to Me Radio. We are joined by Caroline Miller and Mark Kilmer, still with us talking about The House of Branching Paths, season two, coming up May 9th.
Yes.
May 9th.
And this, I was talking to my wife because we were listening to one of the episodes. And one of my favorite musicals I ever did was 1940s Radio Hour. And we actually had a guy on stage doing the Foley. We're closing the doors, dropping the bolts into a jar for the sound of the Pepsi Cola commercial. And I would get in trouble because I'd sit there and watch him. James, that's your line. I'm like, ah! Much like I'm messing up this broadcast tonight. But the Foley work always fascinates me. So that's something you just felt you needed to include for this.
Yes. Yeah. I went through and listened to a lot of the canned sounds that were out there, and I didn't like them. They're the same every time, and we wanted some unique sounds for it. So I decided to start teaching myself Foley work. So it's been an experience, and you start to listen to the world in a whole new way when you're trying to build complex sounds.
But, I can't tell you how many times I've been somewhere and thought, oh, I need to record this for Mark and send it to him. But no, for season one, we literally had a microphone on a wire and we carried it out and we got Mark's footsteps coming up to the door and knocking on the door. And in our first episode, one of the sounds is like me brushing my hair, and we have this really cool toy that made good spinning wheel sounds. And
and having to layer different sounds to get those more complex ones. But we also, it's contagious.
Don't come in the studio, folks.
One of the coolest things I think we did in season one for the Sleepy Hollow episode, in the horse chase, I was able to do that live, so the horse hooves speed up and slow down as it talks about them doing that in the story. And
I assume you had two empty halves of coconuts and were banging them together.
No,
that was one option.
Actually, I looked into that, but more fun than that, I actually taped some bottle caps to my fingers and had leather bound book so that it gave that metal sound that the horse hooves have.
So, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, so it's, you got to think in weird ways to get it to work, but it's a lot of fun.
And music. With the music in this, you guys are incorporating new stuff in season two, I believe, yes?
Yes, absolutely. All of our music is original, created by a friend of Mark.
Yes, Elegy. You can find her social media pages, Elegy Sings, on Facebook and Instagram. And she's a local musician who's composed all of our music, done all the arrangements, and she will also be performing live at our live show that's coming up.
Yes.
So,
which leads me right into my next. So this is something you're doing to launch. It's after the launch of season two.
Yes.
So it's just something you're going to add to season two, or is this supplementary?
Well, we had, like we said, when we had first sort of had the inception of this idea, we wanted to eventually get it to live shows, and we wanted to sort of have this as a stepping stone. So we want to do a live recording is what it will be. So sort of like a radio play, like you were talking about.
No costumes or set pieces, but it'll be us up there with the microphones. We'll also be doing live Foley work on the stage.
And we'll have projections in the back, so as the scene changes, then you will see that, and it's going to be really awesome.
But the story is entirely outside of our season.
Yes.
It'll be Patreon exclusive for a bit once it's recorded. And then we'll see where we go from there with the recording of it. But we'll be doing the original Beauty and the Beast tale for it.
Yeah, by Andrew Lang from the Blue Fairy Book. Yes, so we'll be in Herman, Missouri on Friday, June 7th at 7 p.m. at the Showboat Theater.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. So we're very excited. It's a beautiful, beautiful historic town. Theater. Haunted, apparently.
Make sure you pay attention to all the superstitious stuff you're supposed to do in a theater.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
And this is one night only, yes?
One night only, yes. Tickets are $10 at the door.
At the door, okay.
Yes, yeah. But we will be having some from promotions to possibly get tickets beforehand. So keep a lookout on that.
We'll watch our Facebook and Instagram pages in the coming weeks, and we'll have some ways that you can get some tickets.
Yes. Beforehand, yes.
And normally I do this at the end, but it's the perfect segue. The social media, is there a website or is it just Instagram and Facebook?
So we are on Instagram, Facebook. We do have a TikTok, and of course our landing page is Spotify, you know, with all of our episodes.
Yeah, that's where you'll find the episodes.
Yes, and we're the House of Branching Paths on everything.
Okay.
Yes, so if you search our name, you will find us in our logo. Yes. Here is our tree with our branching paths. So if you see that logo, you're in the right place.
And if the social media stuff, I was mentioning this to you in message earlier, I said it's very impressive. Because the engagement there is key, especially if you're something like this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research into different tactics and ways of engagement.
She's a wonder with it, I tell you.
Like, mind blowing. On your Instagram, like, how do people get to Geek to Me Right? I'm like, well, crap, this is better than I do. Like, my own stuff. My goodness, so I shared it on my Facebook. I'm like, here you go.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of time, and it's a lot of fun, too, though. I recently purchased one of those little microphone so that the audio is really good on the reels too.
The back of the car.
Yeah. But we've got some good new social media ideas, like for season two, and I've been planning my posts, which has been amazing. So I've got some planned for even the week of the premiere. So we have on our social media on Mondays, we talk about former members of the circle. So we talk about different fun facts for authors and, you know, different
famous storytellers.
Tuesday, we have teasers for our upcoming episodes on Thursday. So you'll have a little clue as to what the story could be, and you can guess as to what that could be. Wednesdays, we sort of talk about with our Whimsy Wednesday.
Yeah,
so we have
kind
fun.
Of a catch-all for anything if we want to talk about our process.
Okay. Or any behind the scenes videos. Yeah. And then Thursday, of course, is premiere day for our episodes. So you'll see our episodes links on, of course, Facebook and ways to find them on Instagram and TikTok. And, of course, they'll be there in the morning on Spotify every Thursday.
So she's been really...
I mean, instrumental media is a whole in that. Job into and of itself.
It is.
Really
a lot
is.
Of times, there's like, I don't feel like posting today. I really don't want
yes.
to. Yes.
Well, and that's why the planning them has been a game changer, because I've been able to plan them out weeks in advance, which is great.
Yeah. And so the episodes drop each week.
Yes.
Each week on Thursday. Our premiere episode is actually going to premiere in the evening of May 9th. We are going to. This will be a premiere announcement here, because we haven't announced this yet, but we're going to premiere in the evening so that we can do a live stream on both Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
For the 30-45 minutes before it, and then we'll take a break, let everybody listen to the episode, come back on and answer people's questions about it and all
like
that.
A pre and post show.
Yes. We'll talk about we'll have the actors from season two, and we'll talk a little bit about you know, the process of recording and, you know, the different stories that we did, and especially talking about episode one, which will be very special. It's a part of a larger new thing that we are doing this season. So a little sneak peek that we'll have something new and exciting in store that has to do with episode one. But it'll be, really fun.
Yeah.
And so each story is individual, but there is a thread that goes kind of throughout.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
Everyone will start with kind of the storyteller characters, and we'll kind of introduce the next step of the story. And then, of course, as we said, our story selections fed into that overarching story. So that kind of also reveals some of the themes we're wanting to work with. And then we'll end also with the storytellers to kind of take the steps to the next episode to continue that through line story.
Which I think is also something that is interesting and exciting about because we have our characters that also have this subplot going on that feeds into our stories that we are performing and everything like that. So we each have our lives in the house that we are talking about and that story that's unfolding.
Yeah, and it really makes it so that like you can just tune in and listen to an episode and
if you experience find a story
that
you
story
love.
If you're if you're just saying, oh well, I want to listen to East of the Sun, West of the Moon, or
Sleepy Hollow.
You can listen to those, but that it's kind of a reward for people who listen to them as they're coming out or in that release order that they get that additional story that goes between all of them.
And I understand I've got some inside information that there was a lot of cutting up and some jokes there. Are we going to get an outtake reel?
Oh yes.
We can't deny the public that.
Yes.
It'll have to be available on Patreon, at least the completely unedited outtake reels, because whereas the show is very family friendly, the outtake reels are not guaranteed to be.
Well, I guess we should say we are on Patreon, the House of Branching Paths on Patreon. Yes. And in addition to those blooper reels, you also get access to the soundscapes that Mark makes. So I love listening to like rain in the background, but Mark has curated these soundscapes. Like we have a library one, we have a crypt one.
Each episode takes place in a different like room
location
of the house,
and
each room has a unique soundscape that I've been building. So.
Yes, and we also have mini episodes. We have bedtime stories on there. We did a lot of Aesop's Fables and Winnie the Pooh for those. Those are on Patreon exclusives, and they're very ASMR-y. So you can actually listen to them as you fall asleep, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And again, plug for season 2. We'll have something exciting, Patreon only. So look out for that.
And lastly, the thing I liked is because some of these podcasts go on for way too long. Like some of these podcasts you tune on and, it's a 2-hour podcast.
Right.
These are nice because I think the longest one you guys had was like maybe 40 minutes tops.
We're usually right in the pocket between. I think our shortest episode was like 17 minutes, but they're usually right in there at around 20, 25 minutes.
Time. Yes.
You don't even have to listen to it at 1.5 speed. You can listen to it at
regular speed. Exactly. Yes.
Like for the commute to and from. Anything else other than that, we mentioned the live show June 7th again in Herman. If you want to again follow them on social media, that'll be the place where you can find out and get tickets and more like that. Facebook and Instagram, and you're also TikTok.
Okay. Yes.
So those are the places. And then season 2, you said, is wrapped.
Yes.
We've got everything recorded. I'm just editing like mad right now.
So how far in advance? Because it's like comic books. They usually, when issue number 1 hits the newsstand, they're already writing and drawing issue 5. Are you that far ahead with the editing?
Right now, I have multiple stages for my editing because I scrub all the audio first, and then I go and mix in the sound effects and then do After Effects. So I've gotten through the first stage with 17 of our episodes so far. So, and I'm ready for stage 2 with 3 of the episodes. So I'm hoping by premiere day, I've got 5 episodes done. So so the pressure eases up.
And I have listened to just the scrubbed audio of the episodes, and I'm so excited for people to hear it because it sounds amazing even without, the sound effects and the soundscapes. And, it's going to be – I'm so excited.
And again, it's the House of Branching Paths. Chance says, please book more in-studio guests. Yes, that we would love to, obviously. This is kind of nice to be able to have this conversation. But sometimes they can't always fly in from L.A., Chance, so back off. I'm kidding. Love Chance. Yes, we do get very lonely, as Joey says. That's why we like the in-studio guests. Shortest podcast I listened to was 7 hours.
Oh, my
goodness.
That's like a work day. I don't even know how you could listen to a podcast.
I'm getting tired thinking.
You could binge season 1 in 4 hours.
My gosh, that's amazing. But again, people might just now be tuning in. The House of Branching Paths. Social media handles, it's the same.
The House of Branching Paths.
Instagram and Facebook. If you're listening to this after the fact in the podcast form, scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get the links in the show notes for the award-winning.
Award-winning.
I want Twizzlers now.
I know.
Makes you want sugar.
Right.
Thank you both for coming in the studio tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's always nice to have people in. And obviously, Chance likes having people in studio too, so we'll try to get more often for him. But thank you both and continued success. We'll look forward to season two.
Absolutely. We are too. Thank you.
Of course. We're going to take another quick commercial break before we get our next guest. No, they're not in studio. Sorry, but they will be on the phone. We're going to be talking about the upcoming event at London Tea Room and how you can get tickets for that event. You're listening to Geek TV Radio on the Big 550 KTRS. Please stand by.
Hello, this is Colin Baker, and you are listening to Geek to Me Radio, you sensible people.
The voice of Colin Baker bringing us back. Of course, the Sixth Doctor. If you're a Doctor Who fan, you're going to want to check out our event. We're going to be talking about that with Kelsey and Rob coming up in just a moment. But first, make sure we tell you about our premier sponsor. That would be the City of St. Charles, the Greater St. Charles Convention and Visitors Bureau. You, of course, know them from the website discoverstcharles.com. If you are looking to go out and have some fun now that the weather is getting nice, a little less tornadic would be great. But as spring comes, get outside, bike ride the Katy Trail, throw the Frisbee around in Frontier Park, or just walk up and down the cobblestone streets of North and South Main Street in St. Charles. This entire area is made up of small businesses, and this economy, of course, it's always important to support these small businesses, whether you want some great food from Salt and Smoke, whether you want to have some great blueberry cobbler and magpies, or whether or not you want to get a book from a local bookstore like the Main Street Bookstore in the 300 block, St. Charles is your destination spot. Go check it out. They've got festivals going on between their Halloween festival coming up. I guess will be the next one, mathematically speaking, October. They've got cool things planned from ice sculpting events in January. Of course, the big Christmas traditions will be coming up in the end of the year. This will be the 50th anniversary of that. A good time is had by all. If you're out of town, like Chance, who is complaining about not enough people in studio, or if you're local, like Joey and I, you can start your trip at the website discoverstcharles.com. That website, again, discoverstcharles.com. As we always say, it's an historically good time. We're just waiting on Rob Levy to call in. I am going to actually take another brief commercial break while I give him a call, and then we'll come right back. We've got Kelsey from London Tea Room already standing by. So I want you to stand by. You're listening to Geek TV Radio on the Big 550 KTRS. Be right back.
Tron. There's Protagatron and Antagatron. Each sold separately.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
You put it together. Heart Family Deluxe set sold separately.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman. You're listening to Geek to Me Radio.
And we're back. Still no luck reaching Rob Levy of the St. Louis Celestial Intervention Agency, the local Doctor Who group, but that's okay because we have the event planner for the London Tea Room on the line, Kelsey Jones, and we'll be talking with her about this event coming up in May. Kelsey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I've first of all, big fan. I've spent more money on tea. I probably could have just bought a flat in London by this time. Your spearmint lavender. We love the orange cream. Just some of the rooibos teas you have. But the new space you're in. Have you been there? It's been a little over a year since you moved spaces. Correct?
Yes, it has been about a year and a half now. We moved in October of 2022.
Okay. And it's a much bigger space. For anyone who's familiar with the other place, I loved it. It was very cozy. But obviously, you guys were so busy, you needed the extra space, especially to do events like this.
Yeah, absolutely. We miss the cafe days sometimes too, but it is really nice having that extra space so we can put on super cool events like this one that's coming up.
And we've been to your Christmas tea. We've been to say you've got a Mother's Day event coming up, I know, in May as well. But this Doctor Who one is very exciting because it combines two things I love dearly, your guys' tea and Doctor Who. So talk a little bit about the event if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. So on Saturday, May 18th, the Tea Room, along with the St. Louis Celestial Intervention Agency, is going to be hosting a trivia night, along with a couple informational panels. They are going to be doing a few, of course, on Doctor Who. We are going to be doing a little panel ourselves on teas to give anybody some tea knowledge they were looking for. And then, yeah, we'll have some rounds of trivia. It's going to be a fun night. I'm going to have some food catered from Michelle C. Catering. Tickets are available either through our Facebook event, or if you don't have Facebook, if you go to londontearoom.com and go to the experiences page, tickets are available through there as well.
And if people are listening, will tickets be available at the door, or is it strictly you have to get them online?
We are encouraging you to get them online, but we will have tickets available at the door as well.
Okay, just in case, because I know some people, you know, wait everything till the last minute. Guilty.
Absolutely, I get that.
But it's such a fun thing, and now it's exciting because we've got a new season of Doctor Who starting here fairly soon.
Yes.
So it's just the perfect time to do this.
Absolutely, yeah, it all lined up really well. We didn't even think about the new season coming out when we had first started making plans for this, so it really lined up well with coming out, I think, just a week after the first episode premieres.
Yeah, so I have to ask, obviously, because we're talking about, do you have a favorite Doctor?
So I am not extremely well-versed in Doctor Who, but okay. I would have to say, oh my gosh, I'm going to sound terrible to all the people out here who know it. Which number is David Tennant?
He is both 10 and 14 now.
Okay. Well, so far, he is my favorite from what I have seen.
Okay. And yeah, I mean, it's amazing because this show's been around. They just celebrated their 60th anniversary. It's one of those things that's almost synonymous with British culture, much like when I think of tea, I always have to hold my pinky finger out when we're drinking, and my wife says, stop doing that. But it's just a great pairing, and the fact that people will be able to go to this now. What about costumes? If people want to come in Doctor Who costumes, is that encouraged, allowed?
Yes. Absolutely. It is very much encouraged. We actually are going to be doing a costume contest and having prizes for that as well. So we highly encourage any cosplayers or even just simple costumes come out, dress up. We're all going to have a super great time.
And I know Rob from the St. Louis Celestial Intervention Agency, we've got a great, very strong St. Louis group here of Doctor Who fans in the area. Was this a collaboration? Did they reach out to you? This would be a question I would ask Rob if he was on, but did they reach out to you? Were you kind of thinking, hey, it'd be cool to do a Doctor Who night, and you Googled them and they came up? How did the collaboration come about?
Yeah, so we had been thinking about possibly doing a Doctor Who event for a little while, and then I think it was also over the Christmas holiday. Rob came in, and what's funny is actually it was our busser. She is a huge Whovian nerd, and she's like, I recognize him. He was, you know, with the St. Louis Science Center, and I think he's a part of the intervention agency. So I took his number and email down from our booking system, being a little bit of a creeper there, and just reached out to him. And I was like, hey, we were thinking about possibly doing this event. Let's just meet and maybe brainstorm some ideas if you're interested in that. And yeah, it all fell into place from there.
And the with the larger space, obviously, you have more room for, like, the Mother's Day thing coming up, your Christmas teas and everything like that. Do you, if people want to hold events there, if people are wanting to think, hey, we'd like to do an event in London Tea Room, do they contact you? Or how does the collaboration come about in general?
Yeah, so they would reach out to me. They can either give us a call. The phone number at the Tea Room is 314-241-6556, or they can shoot me an email. Either the events email, which is just under events@londontearoom.com, or my name, Kelsey@londontearoom.com. It's K-E-L-S-E-Y. We love collaborating with people hosting their events. We host a lot of showers, baby showers, bridal showers, things like that. I know women, we love a tea party, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. We went to your Christmas tea, I guess, two Christmases ago, and it was just so much fun with the Christmas crackers, and you guys have the great,
yes,
you know, the actual full tea setting, and it's fantastic. So if anyone's listening has not checked it out before, it's never a bad time to go, but the special events that Kelsey and the London Tea Room put on are really fabulous. I mentioned the Mother's Day one, obviously the Doctor Who one on the 18th. Are there other ones coming up that people might want to check out?
Yeah, right now we do have one more event in June that's already posted on the website. It is a murder mystery dinner, and it's Downton Abbey themed. So we work in collaboration with Jest Murder Mysteries, and the Downton one, of course, fits in with the theme of tea really nicely. So we've actually done that one a couple of times, and I believe that is on. It is the last Saturday in June. I don't know whether that's the 28th or 29th. Off the top of my head, but it's the last Saturday in June.
Last Saturday in June. Hold on, I've got a calendar as I frantically. It's the 30th is actually the last. Oh, it's Saturday, the 29th.
Okay, 29th. Yep, it'll be the 29th, and tickets are also up for that on our website as well. You're getting the full afternoon tea. It'll be split up into three courses, and then in between the courses is when the actors come on and do the murder mystery, and it's really interactive and fun. Another opportunity for dress up as well. We've had people come and, you know, their old Regency garb, and it's really fun to see.
And I think those themed dinners and stuff like that's always fun. But I know Mother's Day is always so busy anyway.
Yes.
So I'm assuming you guys are already booked for Mother's Day.
We are. We are actually completely sold out both Saturday and Sunday, Mother's Day weekend.
Wow. I mean, that's impressive. But like I said, the tea you guys have, and I'm going to nerd out about tea for a little bit, because I know you guys have those classes where people can learn about the teas, about which, you know,
yeah,
how to steep certain ones for the right amount of time and everything like that. Those are, you've been doing those since the cafe days. So talk a little bit about those classes,
right,
for a moment, if you could.
Yeah, so I know back when we had the cafe, we did actually quite a few more classes than we do now, but we still do. So we do a T 101 class, which is really just down to the basics. You're learning about some of the history of tea, how to brew it, all of that. We also do, not as frequently, but we do a social history of tea class, which I found super interesting when I went to the first one. It involves different tasting of different kinds of tea, going, you know, all the way back to Chinese dynasties and kind of bringing it all the way up through early, like not too long ago. Like, and then one that we did not too long ago, I think it was over Valentine's Day, we did a tea blending class, which is also super fun. You can come and you could take home your own tea blend. We talk about how we've made some of our blends, like the spearmint lavender that you mentioned,
yes,
and our super popular Naughty Vicar tea. Jackie gives the overview of all of that. And then we kind of let you all take the reins into your own hands, as I could say, and blend your own tea and try it out.
And you mentioned
we've
are my two favorites.
We've had some wild concoctions. Yes.
Yeah,
the Naughty Vicar
is mine, and then the Spearmint Lavender is my wife's, but we always like the different varieties. The vanilla rooibos, I think you guys, has it been a sourcing problem with the vanilla on that one? I haven't seen that one lately.
Yeah, so it has been a little bit of an issue with the vanilla. We have a couple of different sources for our tea, and yeah, as far as I know, with the warehouse, what my communication with the warehouse, it is a little bit of a vanilla sourcing issue, but hopefully we'll have that back in stock pretty soon.
Yeah. And the maple walnut cinch is another one of our favorites. The way I'm sitting here doing,
yes,
an advertisement for you guys. I don't mean to sit there and go on about tea, but it's really good tea.
I appreciate it.
No, I'd say if people are coming to St. Louis and it's like, what would you guys do? I'd say City Museum, Arch, London Tea Room. Those are probably the three things I would recommend for people who are coming in, because it's such a cool environment, and just it's very relaxing. If you guys opened up a comic book store right next door to you, I'd never leave.
Oh my gosh, that would be that would be amazing. And like you said, and now with a new location, we are so close to the City Museum that it's easy to, if you even wanted to plan a day, to like go there and then pop over to us.
Yeah.
We're really literally only like 4 or 5 blocks away.
And the blueberry lemon cake is another one of my favorites. That's why,
yes,
I try not to come in too much, because I will gain too much weight. but no, it's always such a cool place. If people want to find out more about what you offer there or anything like that, is it the website the main thing? Or are you guys very active on socials at all?
I would say the website really gives you the rundown of how everything works at our shop. And it has, like I said, that experience page for the events that we do. We try to stay pretty active on social. I sometimes get caught up in doing the restaurant managing where, and I'm also kind of our social manager. So sometimes that falls to the wayside a little bit for me, but try to stay up to date on that. But yeah, LondonTeaRoom.com. You can see pretty much all of our information. It also will have a link. We do reservations through Open Table. So if you're wanting to come down and make a reservation, we definitely encourage everybody to come down and check us out.
And if I'm not mistaken, because the cafe is kind of gone now, it is you do usually have to get a reservation. You can't just pop in, get a cup and a slice of cake or anything. Reservations are the way to go, yes?
Right. Okay. That is correct.
Perfect. This is exciting. Will you be attending the Doctor Who event? Will I get to meet you in person?
Yes, I will be there, hopefully in costume. I still have to figure out who I'm dressing up as, but yeah, I will be there.
Very cool. So it'll be nice to meet you. And if you're listening right now, if you're in the greater St. Louis area, this is something you're going to want to check out, especially if you are a Doctor Who fan. So tickets are available, again, the LondonTeaRoom.com or through the Facebook page. If you're not following them already, you should be. Click on the events tab. You'll see it's called Time Lord Symposium, TARDIS Tales and Trivia Night. You can get the tickets through the Facebook page as well. Kelsey Jones, it's been a delight to talk to you. I can't wait to meet you in person on May 18th.
Yeah, thank you so much, James. Look forward to meeting you.
Thank you. Take care. Be well.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. There she goes. We always love Doctor Who. And while I've got my friends in here, I can't remember. You guys are Doctor Who fans? Yes, no?
I've watched some of it. Okay. I haven't checked out all of it or watched a lot of it, but I enjoy what I've seen. So
yeah, we got to see. We took a picture next to at the PopCon Indie.
In the TARDIS.
Yes, in the TARDIS. There. Yes, yeah, and, we had got good pictures
yeah,
there.
And, so yeah, it's a fun show, and I hope it comes back onto streaming services.
Disney Plus, I think, so. Now they got the Disney money behind them, so
okay,
there you go.
Awesome.
That's the way to go.
That'll be a good way to
So make sure you check that out. I'm sorry we didn't have Rob, because he would add more of that Doctor Who element to the mix, but we'll get Rob on at some point. You can meet Rob. Hopefully he'll be on time for the event on May 18th. He's got a couple weeks yet to make sure he sets his clock, but it'll be a lot of fun, especially if you're a Doctor Who fan. We're going to take a very brief commercial break before we come back and wrap the show up, just so I can kind of get my ducks in a row here. You are listening to Geek to Me Radio on the Big 550 KTRS. Please stand by.
Great Hera, may the force be with you. This is Susan Eisenberg, voiceover actress, and you are listening to Geek to Me Radio.
We are back, wrapping up the show. Susan Eisenberg, the voice bringing us back, the voice of Wonder Woman. If you're a Justice League fan, make sure you check out my brand new podcast. I say brand new, we've been doing it since October. Justice League Revisited. Susan Eisenberg, the voice of Wonder Woman from that show, and I co-host a show. We bring in a guest. It might be a writer, the art director, whoever it might be from the series, and we talk about that particular episode. We've had Jennifer Hale, Phil LaMarr, George Newbern, just about all the cast. We've recorded a couple episodes that haven't dropped yet. This coming Tuesday, you can check out our interview with Phil Morris talking Vandal Savage from the three-parter The Savage Time that wrapped up season one. So check that out, Justice League Revisited, wherever you get your podcast from. As we wrap up the show here, just a few minutes left, I want to make sure we talk Challengers, the new movie with Zendaya out. And I can't remember anyone else, the guy who played Prince Philip in seasons two and three and four of The Crown. But Joey, you saw this one as well.
I did see, can I say the word horny?
Sure.
It was a real horny tennis movie. Ménage à trois, I'll call it, since it was a three-way.
Clever. That's clever.
Thank you.
Yes, you usually can't play with three players on tennis, but they made it work.
Mm-hmm.
I think I liken this to if you... Why am I hearing other... Are you hearing that? Oh, no, I'm hearing something else. Never mind.
I really
apologize. I'm usually not this off, but it's just one of those nights. I liken this to if you like tennis movies and you like softcore porn, this is the movie for you. It was just, it was well edited, I guess.
I'm in that Venn diagram, just so you know.
Thank you.
Oh, right.
I appreciate that. For those of you who can't see, it's on the station wall behind us.
Where the circles meet.
But I'm not a tennis fan, so I can write that part off. Maybe I just didn't understand the movie. The editing is the only thing that saved it, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is a very simple story. Just, you know, young kids that are into open relationships and three ways and being bisexual. I guess since we're in happy relationships, I'm practically married. You are. These people are kind of annoying in this movie. But yes, the editing that goes back and forth in time, so that keeps you intrigued with this very simple plot. And then the music is from Atticus Ross and Trent Reznor. So it's got like just real bumping techno type music that gets you excited about the most boring stuff that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, take the music out and you get a whole different movie, honestly.
Mm-hmm. It's people, you know, bouncing tennis balls and the music kicks in. You're like, I think something exciting's happening, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, this is, it's the editing, some of the shots they did, like especially towards the end, when I started looking at my watching, is this still going? It was almost like if you asked Zack Snyder to make a tennis movie, some of the weird camera shots and just like, what are you doing? It was just like they attached a GoPro to the tennis ball and then whopped it back and forth around the court.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost disconcerting at some points.
Yeah, without Zendaya, and I would say the two leads, the two gentlemen, they were very charismatic as well. Without Zendaya, though, it would not be interesting at all. And it's just three people in the movie pretty much the whole time. Very quiet movie, but I think it was $50 million, and they paid Zendaya $10 million. Something I'm grateful for, it's in a movie for adults. It's an original story, and that's something that's hard to come by nowadays. If you're okay with being with terrible people for a little bit, for two hours and 10 minutes, too. It could have been a little bit shorter.
Right. They could have topped off
20 minutes.
If you're
okay with watching horrible people, just being okay with open relationships and maybe throwing their lives away just so they can get it on in a really ugly car, then I think you will enjoy it.
Yes. But I would say the actors were fine. Like, they're all the characters they play are horrible people. And at the end of the movie, I hated all of them. So kudos
Success.
On the acting.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I would agree. It's I think I said on my Facebook, just brief review, it's not the worst movie I've seen this year because I saw Roadhouse and Driveaway Dolls.
I actually saw that post and I watched Driveaway Dolls after you said that. And I was like, James was right.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah,
it was 80 minutes on, you know, Peacock or something. So I gave it a shot. And, oh, man, Ethan Coen should not be directing movies by himself.
No.
He needs Joel to keep him in line.
That was the saving grace of the movie, was its short, short length.
But Challengers, check it out. I think it's going to make its money back in, and definitely with streaming and stuff. If you saw, like, Saltburn, where that was, like, a cringy movie about kids getting it on and stuff, that was a phenomenon on streaming.
Yeah.
I think if this, it's going to make its money back in the theater, and then it's going to be probably a huge classic for young kids that are into this sort of weird lifestyle.
Well, who knows? Maybe it'll be this generation's Cruel Intentions.
Exactly.
We never know. But thank you. I appreciate you reviewing the movie with me here at the last.
I think we should play tennis together, too, and see if it gets
I'm
our
married.
Wives
Sorry,
excited watching
gonna,
no. us with those
not,
short
not
shorts.
Happen. Yeah. No, my gosh. I look pale as it is. Can you imagine if I took more clothing off? You wouldn't be able to look directly at me.
You look good in a sweatband.
Well,
I can tell.
I can maybe, but thank you to Joey V for reviewing Challengers with
People
me.
Are
thank
clamoring
you.
For a Fall Guy review, so hopefully we get to see that next week as
yes,
well.
Yes, I am seeing that on Tuesday, so I will have that maybe on next week's show. We'll see if I get time with Phil Morrison on the show. But that's going to do it. Another show in the books. We are going to roll out of here. Thank you, of course, to Carol Ann and Mark Kilmer for joining me. Talk about, again, The House of Branching Paths Season 2. Binge Season 1 coming up here so you can get prepared for Season 2. Thank you to Kelsey Jones from the London Tea Room. May 18th is that event. You can also catch me at Toy Man in Bridgeton on May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. That Sunday I'll be selling pieces from my own collection. There's 100 vendors there selling all sorts of things. Comics, toys, vintage race cars, slot cars, all sorts of stuff. Movie posters, check them out. Toy Man. And shows on Facebook. You can find out more about them there.
It's not in the way you look when you make Game of Thrones references. That's a show. This is Geek to Me Radio. That's a show.
St. Louis, good night.